It's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, real quick. Anthony Richardson. I'm icing Anthony Richardson versus the Bears. The Bears have surrendered the third fewest fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. Since like the second half of last season, they've been especially tough against quarterbacks that run. That is the reason why we have Anthony Richardson on our team. If you drafted Anthony Richardson alone and did not draft a backup quarterback like I did in a lot of leagues, I'm having to still start Anthony Richardson because hopefully the Bears defense gets after him a little bit and he has to run. That's your bread and butter with Anthony Richardson. He is going to become a better passer. But Anthony Richardson along with Jaden Daniels are going to challenge, granted if he stays healthy, are going to challenge Lamar Jackson for the rushing title by a quarterback this season. All right, also don't like Justin Herbert this season versus the Steelers. The Steelers are only giving up 184 yards through the air per game. Plus, you got Joey Porter out there clogging up Quentin Johnston. All right, T.J. Watt's on the team, too. Don't like that start for Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. Like I said with quarterbacks, lots of chalky matchups this week, but there are a couple that are probably not on your radar for whatever reason. One's going to be Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr honestly on your fantasy radar? He should be. But he probably was largely undrafted. In every league that I was in until after week one, Derek Carr wasn't even a thing. All right, they got the Eagles this week. Derek Carr leads the NFL in touchdown passes, yards per pass. So he's not just dumping off to Mike Thomas like he may have been, you know, a couple of years ago if he would have been on the team. And quarterback rating, is this going to sustain? Probably not. But we're going to roll with it while we do. And they do have a tasty matchup this week. Philadelphia is surrendering the seventh most pass yards. They've given up 501, and they've given up the third most passing touchdowns through the first two games of the season. And then Jared Goff versus the Cardinals. When did we ever think that Detroit Lions versus Arizona Cardinals was going to be a shootout? Well, this is it. At least that's what we hoped. This is probably going to be the highest scoring game of the NFL slate this week. That's my prediction anyway. Cardinals-Lions, highest scoring game of the week. Write that down, too. I like Jared Goff. It's not a great matchup versus the Cardinals. The Cardinals only giving up right at 200 yards per game through the air, but it's only been two games, so the sample size is low. That's right there in the middle of the NFL. And then I want to have a quick conversation about Brock Bowers this right now, brought up by my boy Nolan, because he sent me a text wanting to know who he should start, Travis Kelce or Brock Bowers. Well, the answer for me is both. Travis Kelce, you're not going to bench at all ever. This could be the week for Travis Kelce, especially seeing as how the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be starting somebody at running back out of three guys that has played very little. Samaje Perine's played in the NFL, but he hadn't been successful. So the Kansas City Chiefs, this is probably going to be the awakening of Travis Kelce this week versus the Atlanta Falcons. You may even see Xavier Worthy on some trick plays. You know, some jet sweeps or whatever. You may even see Xavier Worthy take a few balls out of the backfield for the Kansas City Chiefs this week. Brock Bowers, though, you didn't draft probably to be your tight end one unless you waited like I told you to until late rounds and you got Brock Bowers in the ninth round. I have several dynasties where I had like the fifth or sixth overall pick in a rookie draft. I took Brock Bowers in every one of them. And it's paying off for me. But I have a league where I have the Ravens, Mark Andrews. I've got a league where I've got Kittle. I'm going to plug him in for Kittle this week. But I'm starting both those guys. If I have one of the top-tier tight ends, which Brock Bowers is now, if I have a top-tier tight end and Brock Bowers, I'm getting them both in my lineup unless I just, you know, have no other option. But look, Brock Bowers is tight end number two on this young NFL season. All right. See if I can get to where my here we go. Isaiah Likely, who didn't have a good game last week, is averaging 15.4 points per game after week one. Brock Bowers is averaging 15.3 points per game. Brock Bowers should be tight end number one. He probably is by default. We're going to start with running backs here, and we're going to ice some folks that have bad matchups. All right, look. So this is – let me – what's it called when you – let me pre-something. I'm not icing Kyren Williams altogether, but I'm not playing him in DFS. So I'm going to do that a lot. And you know me if you listen. Some of these guys just have bad matchups to where the volume of work that he's going to get is too much, and we like the person, the player too much that we're going to start them in a bad matchup anyway, but I'm going to fade them in DFS. If you play Daily Fantasy, I highly recommend it. Get you a group of friends. Play Daily Fantasy on any of your fantasy apps out there. But Kyren Williams has a bad matchup today. 13th fewest PPR points for the first 2 weeks have the 49ers offered. The only problem is Kyren Williams is going to be used in this Los Angeles Rams offense. He's involved in the pass game too. The Rams are probably going to be playing from behind against the 49ers. The Chiefs running backs versus the Falcons. Yes, they are an ice pick. All of them. The entire group. If you can avoid it, I'm not starting Carson Steele. I'm not starting Samaje Perine. I'm not starting Keyonte Ingram. Until we see something. All right, now, if you have injury concerns in this game, which neither the Chiefs or the Falcons have any to my knowledge that we really need to be looking at, and Carson Steele's a guy that you have as an auto sub, which is a tremendous feature this year on Sleeper, by the way. If it's in a situation like that where you've got a guy that pops up on the injury report and you don't know if he's going to play and you need to have somebody else on your bench to sub him, okay, Carson Steele may be that guy. Samaje Perine might be that guy. Devin Singletary versus the Browns from the New York Giants. Look, Devin Singletary has been one of the bright spots along with Malik Nabers for the New York Giants this season, but I don't like it going against the stingiest defense in the NFL. You don't really like a whole lot of players going against the Cleveland Browns. You're going to start your tier one guys anyway, but even your tier one guys don't have good games versus the Cleveland Browns. And then James Conner, although this game is going to be a shootout, I don't like the James Conner versus the Lions running defense. You're asking me, Bo, who am I going to start instead of these guys? Well, give me some fire running backs, all right? So somehow I didn't get to this guy. But anyways, give me some Zach Charbonnet versus the Dolphins this week. 19 touches into 69 total yards and a touchdown in week two. The Dolphins' defense has surrendered an average of 111 rushing yards per game. They've given up 4 rushing touchdowns to opposing running backs. Remember week one, James Cook, Buffalo Bills. James Cook was the second highest scorer in fantasy football, I'm not mistaken, in week one. That was against the Miami Dolphins. So if Ken Walker does not play, and it does not look like he had, if I'm not mistaken, Ken Walker is doubtful and likely to not play in this game. Fire up some Zach Charbonnet with confidence. Hopefully you drafted Zach Charbonnet or picked him up on your week one waivers. If you owned Ken Walker, because he's another one of those guys that he's pretty useless just on your bench until Ken Walker gets hurt. Brian Robinson is the Washington Commanders running back that you want to own. Brian Robinson had 133 rushing yards versus the Giants last week through 2 games. He's running back 14. All right, primetime game, Monday Night Football. Versus the Cincinnati Bengals, Brian Robinson is going to be the guy there. Keep Austin Eckler stashed. Austin Eckler is a great guy. Look, we had a good game last week. He is the passing down back. Brian Robinson doesn't operate a whole lot on passing downs for the Washington Commanders. But Austin Eckler had a pretty good PPR game last week. If you have T. Higgins on Monday night and you want to keep Austin Eckler on your bench, that's the ideal situation for Austin Eckler. But if you drafted him high for whatever reason, and you probably didn't, he could be usable for you in a flex. He could get you 10 points. I'm just saying he's not going to get you 20. If he does, good on you if you start him. But Brian Robinson is the play I want there. Jerome Ford versus the Giants. The Giants have seen through 2 games, they've seen 3 different running backs score at least 11 PPR fantasy points, and that's only through 2 weeks. They've surrendered the 8th most points to the running back position. That's 53 through the first 2 weeks of the game of the season. They've given up 53 points to the fantasy football running back. I look for Jerome Ford, who had kind of a quiet week 2, great week 1. I look for Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford, with David Njoku out, is one of the only startable Cleveland Browns, and probably the only startable Cleveland Brown going into week 3, even though it's versus the Giants. You may hear from another one in just 1 minute. All right, running backs that need to poop or get off the pot. I wish I would have had time to get some imaging made for this because I thought it'd be kind of fun, maybe a toilet bowl flushing or something like that. I've got 3 running backs here that have great matchups who you've probably been starting, or maybe not because you got one of them super late, and that's Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams is facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. The Bucs have given up the most fantasy points to PPR running backs. They have already allowed three running backs to score 17 or more fantasy points this season. We've only played two games, and they've given up three 17-point games to three different running backs, have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Javonte Williams, if he's on your team, it's time to poop or get off the pot, Javonte Williams. If Javonte Williams can't get it done versus the Bucs, you may need to be looking elsewhere. DeAndre Swift is another one of those guys for the Chicago Bears. Been super disappointing thus far. I have DeAndre Swift on a fantasy football team, and I have not started him through the first 2 weeks. So you probably are in that situation, too. You didn't draft DeAndre Swift to be an RB1 or 2 for you. You drafted him to be a flex or an RB3, a bye week fill-in. It's been kind of the same, though. Look, you can start DeAndre Swift versus the Indianapolis Colts, who have given up the most rushing yards to running backs this entire season. Through two games, Indianapolis Colts have given up the most rushing yards to running backs this season. DeAndre Swift, pooper, get off the pot, DeAndre Swift. And let me go look at total yards given up because I have another one here. Rush yards per game. The Indianapolis Colts have given up 237 yards. The Carolina Panthers have given up 199.5 yards on the ground. That's number two. The Indianapolis Colts have given up 40 more yards on the ground than the second team. That second team, though, is the Carolina Panthers, who Zamir White and the Las Vegas Raiders are playing this week. So Zamir White, pooper, get off the pot. You have a great matchup this week. Look, Alexander Mattison is going to continue to be a thorn in Zamir White's side for the Las Vegas Raiders. Alexander Mattison is going to continue to be the third down back or the passing down back in this game. But Zamir White versus the Panthers should have no problems having a good game here. They should try to pound the ball versus the Panthers. Look, the Panthers are horrible, all right? They should have a better offense this week with Andy Dalton at the helm, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you to start Deontay Johnson because he has a good matchup, which he does, but I did that last week. Didn't work out. So those are the running backs that need a pooper, get off the pot. We're going to fly through some wide receivers here. We're going to start with our ice picks. I mentioned the Cleveland Browns and how Jerome Ford was the only startable guy. Well, Amari Cooper is going to be on ice this week for the Cleveland Browns. One, because their offense does not look good, led by Deshaun Watson, because, hell, he hadn't played football like over 2 years. Through two games, Amari Cooper has five receptions for 27 yards. Yes, that's correct. 7.7 points through two games. All right, the Giants' pass defense has only surrendered two passing touchdowns to opposing wideouts. Now, that's through two games, but they've only given up two touchdowns. They haven't allowed an individual wide receiver to reach 60 points. This is the New York Giants we're talking about here. And that's because teams are getting up on the Giants and just running the football, you know, and blowing them out. They're not having to pass a lot. But I don't like the Cleveland Browns are probably going to be able to do the same thing. Don't like Amari Cooper this week. I don't like Christian Kirk on Monday night versus the Bills. Christian Kirk's place on your team needs to be the fill-in for T. Higgins if T. Higgins doesn't play. He has two receptions for 29 yards. He has a grand total of 4.9 PPR points through 2 weeks. Yes, 4.9 PPR points does Christian Kirk have. As far as the Jags are concerned, Brian Thomas is the only pass catcher that I have any desire to own. All right, Gabe Davis is there. Okay, whatever. Brian Thomas is the guy to own, and I don't know if he's even a great start this week versus the Monday night, versus the Bills on Monday Night Football. The Bills defense have held opposing wide receivers to 70 yards and just one touchdown total through two games. 70 yards total to wide receivers. All right, and then a couple of guys that you're probably going to – well, Mike Evans versus the Broncos. Look, little Pat Surtain too. DK Metcalf, 29 yards in week one. George Pickens, 29 yards in week two. Could be a great week for Chris Godwin because Pat Surtain is going to be all up in Mike Evans' kitchen. Are you benching Mike Evans this week? Probably not. But look, you can fade him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Mike Evans is going to be a guy that I'm definitely starting this week. All right, Mike Evans does not have tremendous success against good cover corners. We've seen this for years when the Bucs play the Saints and Marshawn Lattimore has completely shut down Mike Evans. It's not just Marshawn Lattimore. It's other elite cover corners. Mike Evans is the field stretcher guy, but he's not super, super fast, and he's the end zone target. And all I got to do is bring the safety in for a little bit of help there. So I love Chris Godwin this week. Look for him to have a big game. But Mike Evans, I am completely fading if you can. I totally understand if you can't. Jaylen Waddle versus the Seahawks. No Tua. They got two guys over there that they might start. being the Miami Dolphins. They've given up the fourth fewest points to wide receivers thus far. I am starting Tyreek Hill. There's never going to be a situation where I don't. Oh, I'm already hearing music. Quentin Johnson versus the Steelers. Joey Porter Jr. is probably going to be up all up in Quentin Johnson's kitchen. He'll Drake London in check in week one. Courtland Sutton in check week two. Courtland Sutton had one catch last week versus Joey Porter Jr. Any Green Bay Packers wide receivers, if Jordan Love doesn't play, there's like four of them. All right, if Malik Davis plays, I'm not starting any Green Bay Packers wide receivers this week. Who can I play? Wide receivers, real quick, Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley versus the Rams. Chris Conley's a deeper league ad, but if you need to, go ahead and start him. Juwan Jennings, I do like. They got no Debo, no CMC, no Kittle. It's been attrition over there for the San Francisco 49ers. The Rams are 22nd in the league in points given up to the wide receiver position. DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson versus the San Francisco 49ers. Not a great matchup for the Rams offense, but Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, both hurt, not going to play. DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson are the guys for the Rams. All right, not the best matchup, but they can be had. The Rams have actually given up the fourth most points to PPR points to wide receivers thus far in this NFL season.